Welcome to the Transparency Show, where broken people heal together. And now, here's your episode's host.
Man, welcome. Such an honor. Always a pleasure to link up with you, sis, you know, and I had an opportunity to heal. You know, that's why we do this, man. So let's get straight to it. Welcome to the Transparency Podcast. Y'all know that our main purpose and our only purpose is to heal together, okay? If the conversation, the dialogue, and the content is not driving us towards a better us, a better people that is serving, you know, an amazing God, then we are missing the mark, right? And so we wanted to do this show, myself and Yvonne, because we believe in the power of healing. And what we call this particular segment and this particular, you know, type of episodes or whatever you want to call it, this series that she and I co-host together, the name of this is Mending. It's called Mending, and that's the name of it, Mending. And so we're going to dive right into it. But before we dive into it, sis, you have to take the pledge. Are you ready to take the pledge?
Absolutely.
So let's do it. I, Yvonne. And I, Antoine, too. I'm going to say that, me too. And I, Antoine. I pass it to you, one. What I want to call today, Solemnly promise. To keep it all the way 100.
To keep it all the way 100.
And to be transparent.
And to be transparent.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Come on.
Amen.
All right, y'all. Amen. So here is the topic. Here is the foundation. Here is the direction for tonight. Okay. There are four ways, or we're going to share with you four ways to protect your relationship. Four ways to protect your relationship. We're going to show you tonight. I'll give you tools that we believe will help you prevent or help prevent you from becoming a divorcee, from tapping out. And we know this by experience, okay? The greatest teacher in the world is experience, and we know how to tap out, so we can tell y'all how not to tap out based on our experience. Sis, are you ready, man?
I'm ready.
So for number one, right, what something God gave me was we got to learn how to protect our partners. Mm-hmm. We got to learn how to protect our partners. And to kind of move in on that more, we got to stop telling everything that's wrong with our partners to everybody else, you know what I mean, around us that can't be a part of my partner's healing. Mm-hmm. I can't run and tell you nothing if I know you don't have the antidote I need to help me carry it back to my partner in that space that they hurt, in that space that they're inadequate. We got to learn to start protecting what's precious to us, what God has promised us. We got to learn to start protecting the prophecy over our relationships, right? Mm-hmm. The peace that rests on it. We got to stop running, telling mama them, best friend them, cousin them, auntie them, everything wrong that the person you're dating, the person you're intertwined with, we have to get to a point where we have to stop, me included. We got to stop this, y'all, because not only does it damage our partner and damage our relationship, but it damages those connected to the relationship.
Right.
And I feel like that's a big one. What's your 2 cents on the idea of protecting your partner, sis?
Wow. Well, I do agree. We do have to protect our partner. When we take that vow, remember biblically, we're told to leave and cleave. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of us have hit some turbulence in our relationships when we're not doing that, when we're not putting our partner as a priority, so to say, and when we are including in-laws, outlaws, and everybody else in the relationship, we're not covering our partner. Mm. right?
Yes.
So our biggest priority in our relationship, if you've chosen that person before God, this is the one that you have chosen to be with, then you are supposed to honor and protect that person. But a lot of times I found that we do the opposite. We expose them.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So we really have to learn that. That's like a law of first truth, that this person that I have chosen to be my partner, I have to protect that person.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. You said something a few sentences back where you said that, you know, I think you said something to the degree of my mind is literally drawn blank because it kind of grabbed me when you said it about the in-laws and the outlaws.
Mm-hmm.
That right there, I wanted to kind of hit on that because the in-laws is already a battle within itself. I feel like when we you know, bring things to the table with our in-laws, right? That we battle up against generational biasness. And because the first thing we do, you know, is defend all that we know, or to defend what we see as ours. So I feel like the in-laws start to take sides and it causes division between the covenant that God put together. And that goes to that scripture, what God placed together, let no man, you know, divide, let no man depart,
right.
Let no man come in between. And I feel like the in-laws feel like they have a pass on intruding on the covenant of God or the peace of God or the promises of God. I feel like they like to, you know, take our past, take our history, watch this, take our pain because they know our pain. You know what I mean? Like our in-law, when I say in-laws, I'm talking about, you know, those individuals that are within the dynamic of our family for real, like my family and her family. Mm-hmm. They know who's ever side or whoever, you know what I mean? That person is, that person's family know their pain more than anything. And that's why we have to be careful, because what they would do is you'll find yourself in a position where your in-laws will be more supportive of your pain than they is your promise, than they is your transformation. Yeah. You know, make sense to you? The outlaws. I'm going to let you expound on the outlaws, because the in-laws, it's kind of inevitable. We're going to pray for deliverance for all the we got to learn to protect our relationship, y'all, our peace and our partners. Because if you don't protect your partner, you're not protecting yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And something you said, right. And something you said is really true. And in relationships, any type of relationship, it can be a friendship, a relationship. What you said was true is we tend to nurture more our pain versus our promise. Mm. So why is that? I think that's something that we as a people really need to work on. We really need to nurture our promise more than we nurture our pain. That's good. Like you need to teach a whole session on that. Nurturing promise instead of your pain.
Yes, ma'am. I've gotten to the place where, I started to, you know what I mean, not to cut you, I started to be very intentional and raise up in my self-awareness to realize that the people that I reported to, the people that I connected to were always in support of my pain. They always covered, you know what I'm saying? Like they always entertained what hurted me, and they call themselves being what God was called to be to me, which is my protection.
Right.
So now you are protecting me because I've given you the right to come in between me and my partner, because you're trying to prevent my partner. Watch this, trying to prevent my partner from hurting me, right? Which also means you're trying to prevent and stop the hand of God, because you're trying to get in between or stop or, you know, a necessary pain that I must feel in order to grow with my somebody.
Right.
This is a necessary pain. But with in-laws, they feel like ain't no pain necessary. You don't need to go do that. You don't supposed to go through that. You deserve more than that. No, this is necessary. Glory to God.
It was necessary. Amen. Amen. Also, at the same time, have you ever noticed, I mean, I know this from experience, not just in my own relationships, but also in other relationships. It really doesn't do, it does harm to actually tell, say, your family members or your in-laws, because check this out. This is what happens. You are in a situation, there may be an issue going on and you're upset with your spouse, right? So you go and you tell your in-laws, family, whatever, okay, this is what's going on. But the next day, this is what happens. The next day you forgive your spouse, but your in-laws are what? They still...
Still bitter.
They still upset, tripping.
Still hurt, right? Still hurt, and I'm healed. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, you're forgiven. You're forgiven. You moved on. Y'all still together. They're not celebrating that. All they can think about is what he or she did last summer. You still worry about, you know what I'm saying? They still worry about what he or she did last summer.
Okay. Come on. We're two screens later, and y'all still on.
Right. As a person, I've grown. I've forgiven this person because I know that's what I'm supposed to do. So a lot of times we do more damage in telling our in-laws versus repairing the breach. So a lot of times we do need to keep that stuff inside, you know, based on what usually happens. You're going to get over it. You're going to forgive that person. And your family members, your in-laws, they still going to remember what they did years later. And we'll never forget them. We'll always be side-eyeing you every time you show up to the family
Come on.
I remember what you did.
Be careful who you pass your pain to. Right. Because they won't even let you heal. They ain't going to let you get over the pain. They're going to continue to remind you of what you felt.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you ain't hurt no more, girl, I'm going to hurt for you. You know?
Right.
And then you said something about the outlaws. I ain't heard that one. Can you expound on that, sis? Come on.
The in-laws and the outlaws. Well, the outlaws are basically everybody else that's not your in-law. It could be... Oh, Lord, I'm trying not to go there.
Come on. No, give it.
I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway because I thought it. It could be the person of the opposite sex that you're confiding in and you know you shouldn't be because that's an emotional attachment. So, and I'm sure some of us have probably found ourselves, you know, doing that. I think now they call them the work husband or the wife husband.
Come on.
He ain't every right at home, but you got one at work that's gonna tell you you look nice when you walk out the door because he ain't told you you look nice for 30 years. So you can
come on, man.
So yeah, that's an outlaw. Anybody that's really not an in-law, but they got front seats to your relationship because you telling them everything.
I'm going to take it a step further.
Your best friend.
Sis, I feel like I'm about to step on some toes with this one. Your pastors.
Oh, I knew you was getting ready to do that.
You got to be careful how much confidence and how much, my God, how much faith you place in man. And realize that they have a mess just as well as you do, right? They dealing with their own mess, right? Not that doesn't mean don't check in with them, don't share something with them, but you can't take everything you go through, every decision, every moment, you taking it to your pastor and you connecting with the pastor. Because I'm going to tell you something, that's a man and that's a woman. You got to be careful.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. We got to protect our partners, y'all, by all means necessary. We got to stop sharing. Yeah. Celebrate them.
Yeah.
That's not everybody's business. You're the person. Oh, glory to God. people on the outside of your relationship should not intimately know your partner. You should be the only person that knows that person intimately. Stop sharing all their intimate moments, all their problems. You the one got that privilege of knowing that. That ain't everybody else's privilege and problem. You know what I'm saying? So, number two, we got to protect our peace. And what I mean by that, sis, is when I hear that, what I think about is we got to be careful how many voices we allow to echo, how many truths we attach ourselves to, because everybody got a truth. Everybody got a word from God. Everybody, right? Everybody got the direction for your relationship. And now you find yourself at a state of confusion. And this is something God gave me. I've come to learn that when I attach myself or I align myself with my fear, I always find confusion. But when I attach myself and align myself with my faith, I always find peace. So we got to stop indulging into our fears. Our fears run our life. Our fears dictate our reactions. Our fears, you know, they block our blessings. Fear, fear, fear. Protect your peace by leaning on your faith and not your fear. That's what I got from that.
When you speak about peace, when I think about peace, it reminds me of the scripture that says those that keep their minds stayed on him will stay in perfect peace. So even in our relationships, as it relates to protecting our peace, we have to always remember that Christ should be the head of that.
Amen.
Peace. And even with that being said, as a woman, we have to remember when we're protecting our peace and we're covering our mate, we have to decide what not to bring in our homes, if that makes sense. It can be a person, it can be a conversation, it could even be gossip. You know, you have to decide, okay, I have to protect my peace. And protecting my peace is also the same as protecting my mate and knowing what not to bring home, whether we're bringing home from a job, whether we're bringing home from church. We have to really know what not to bring in our homes that would disrupt our peace. I think that was one thing that I really needed to learn in my relationship, as we learn from it and we learn from experience. So that's one thing I can look back on when I had to pick and choose my battles, so to say. You have to know what to bring home and to make sure that you are always, as that woman of the home, that you're always protecting your peace. Because remember, when you get married or when you are spiritually connected with a person, when you become one, if your peace is off, then your spouse's peace is off. Remember, because you're one.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be mindful of what you take in during the day and what you bring home.
When I discovered, I went to look up the definition of peace, and the definition of peace is freedom from disturbance. Freedom from disturbance. We got to stop inviting, like what you just said, sis. We got to stop sending out RSVPs for distraction. You know that conversation is going to be a distraction. You know the people you following is going to be a distraction to y'all peace. You know all of this stuff. You know what I mean? Clean up that space, man.
Right.
Clean up that space and stop allowing the wrong energy, the wrong people. What sis saying? You know, that's what I'm hearing. Hearing you say. And then thirdly, we have protect your fear. That's pretty tough. You know, when you think about it, you're like, protect your fear, you know, like, because I truly believe that when we think about what fear is, I wouldn't necessarily say that fear is a bad thing. You know what I mean? It can be a blessing as well.
Right.
And, you know, when you think about fear, fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or threat. That means protect your spirit of discernment. If you feel something may be dangerous, may be a threat, may be, you know, may cause you pain. And what I mean by that is, you know, anything outside of your peace, anything outside of what God has called you to, right? Protect your fear, meaning safely and gracefully be okay to be afraid. Because the fear of the Lord, right, you know what I mean, is what keeps us, is what holds us, is what gives us boundaries. You got to have some boundaries set in place. So protect your fear, because what can happen is we can become so fearless that we become so reckless. We can become so fearless that we're loose timing ball. We don't even realize that we're headed in the wrong direction and that we're headed for destruction because we're fearless. Mm-hmm. I ain't got no fear. Wow. I don't know no limits. We'll learn some limits. You know, get you some fear, because that's going to help.
Right.
It's going to help us find a balance, and it's going to help us find what's that word I'm digging for? Since I'm digging for a word, right? It's a word I'm digging for. Discipline. There we go. And so in that, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is your vibe? What do you think? How can you add on, you know, ways for us to protect our fear?
Wow. Well, I would say, you know, even as it relates to our mate or our spouse, and we all have fears, and I'm going to say this, the fearlessness, if I can say this, don't crucify me, but if I can say this, the fearlessness you usually find in the man. Women tend to be more open with their fears, right? So I think really with us, as when we talk about relationships, I think we need to be more vulnerable with our mates, with our fears. So a lot of times we don't express them, and the other person doesn't know, you know, and then they're left to assume, you know, what your fears may be. And I think it's been hard. It's gotten difficult for us as a people to share our fears with our mates, and they don't really know us. You know, they ought to know what we fear. Even if it's the fear of losing that person. You know, sometimes in relationships, people don't show that fear. I'm afraid to lose you.
Wow,
people don't
man.
Say that no more.
The
you know what I'm
saying? Hey, I just said
they don't say that.
There's one of us left. Baby, listen, it's just something God gave me, you know, that I'm scared, I'm fearful, but I'd rather be, you know, scared with you than scared without you. That's just real. What's for real. And so just to give a little bit more clarity on what I mean by protect your fear, pray over your fears. Pray over them. You know what I mean?
Right.
And with your spouse.
With your spouse.
Yeah, you know, pray over them.
With your spouse.
Pray over them, man. Like, protect yourself from your fear. Just to clear that up, because I think I said earlier, protect your fear, but it's really more protect yourself from your fears. But also know that the fear of the Lord is, you know, the beginning of greatness and beginning of great joy and great peace. And so don't let go of your fears. Embrace them, but cover them in the Lord as well. You know what I mean? And here's a big one, you know, sis, this one right here gonna hit. Protect. We gotta get to the point where we learn to protect ourselves from our pride.
Yeah. We are some prideful creatures, aren't we?
Dog, listen. We're talking about how to protect our relationships, y'all. Think about this. We got to protect ourselves from our pride, because our pride will literally cost us more than we're willing to pay. Yes.
Right. Can I say this? I'm going to go out on a ledge here and say that most relationships probably end due to that one word. Pride. A lot of us will still be married.
Come on, sis. If we'd have just let go.
If we had just let it go. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And so,
yeah.
You know, I feel like the first step to literally becoming everything that God has called us to be is to overcome our pride. Literally. I really feel like the best way for us to be molded and to see the full potential of who we are and the blessings of God literally will come from us humbling ourselves. You know, because the Bible says if, you know, you exalt yourself, you will be made humble, right? And if you humble yourself, you will be exalted. So when I think about that, our pride gets in the way and it keeps us from elevating. It keeps us from going to that next level because we won't bury that pride. We often allow our pride to bury us. I lost my relationship. I lost my life. I lost my family. I lost friends because I just refuse to humble myself, take the lower role so that we can still be. Truth is, I miss you. Truth is, I'm sorry. Truth is, I want to get it right. Truth is, I'm wrong. You know what I mean? Like, we got to learn to start taking accountability. Even if we didn't mean to hurt people. Like, this is one of them things, right? If I hurt you and I ain't mean to hurt you, it's really hard for me to find the apology because I know I ain't mean to hurt you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's pride. Somebody hurt.
Right.
Do something about it. Step down to step up. You feel like you're about to lose something valuable and y'all, both of y'all prideful, man, somebody got to break that mold. Somebody got to go chase.
Right.
Hey, we got something valuable here and we ain't finna lose this because we just want to be selfish and stupid and ignorant and immature. No, it's time to mature up. It's time to man up. It's time to woman up. And I'm coming to get you. I'm coming to save you. You dig what I'm saying? Like, I'm laying down my life for you.
Right.
What if we served a prideful God? What if he didn't humble himself to chase after that one? And think about that. That one. Protect your relationship. That one. Don't let that one get away because you won't kill yourself. You won't die to yourself. Die to your pride. Die to your pride, man, before your pride take everything that you love. Hey, it's always an honor. It's always a pleasure. Sis, you want to add some closing words, man, on how we can protect our relationships? We got like 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Wow. You know, it's always a pleasure doing this broadcast with my brother, Pastor T. And it's just basically, we just are here. We just want to help people. We just want to give some of our life experiences. So, hey, thank you for even allowing me to be
Sis. Let's look to God. God, we thank you for this platform. God, we thank you that even now hearts are being mended. Relationships are being mended. Things are being, there's reconciliation, Lord God, that has been released into the atmosphere. Pride is being broken, Lord God, and relationships are being saved. And we love you and we bless you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yo.
Thanks for tuning in to The Transparency Show. Remember, hit that subscribe button, share with a friend. And if you are feeling led, sow a seed at anchor.fm/transparencychurch. Thank you, and God bless.